Nicholas von Amsdorf was the only nobleman in Luther's inner circle, yet few people today have ever heard of him. Learn more about one of the first evangelical bishops in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April, Nicholas von Amsdorf, champion of Martin Luther's Reformation. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040 and request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Nicholas von Amsdorf. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday, the end of a broadcast week, and that means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have four soundbites to play for you. After we have played these four soundbites, you can give us a call and vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. And it goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, April 5th. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Rebecca Curtis talking about the rules of the progressive game.
All of these things are being determined by people whose whole job is carrying the goalposts around. Like I said, you can't win at this game. The rules of the game are some arbitrary person arbitrarily decides what's acceptable and what's not, and no one else can win at that. And the slippery slope gets steeper and steeper with every passing unit of time. And the modes of politeness that used to be familiar to everyone, even if they weren't formal, have now been thrown out the window, so no one knows how to act. So since all of the rules are subjective, determined entirely by self-appointed police officers of this non-existent etiquette, there is no winning against the people who hold this outlook that the rules are what we say they are at the moment we say they are, and that we can decide later that we've changed those rules. And we just have to know that about the world in which we're living. We are not of this world. This world cannot forgive. It cannot listen with understanding. It is not willing to love as our Lord loves.
That's soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis, on the rules of the progressive game. Vote for it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number two. Comes from Fox News' Molly Hemingway, answering the question, who is responsible for the Trump-Russia conspiracy theory?
So there are sort of three different groups responsible for people believing in this conspiracy theory. And the first one is the Clinton campaign. They secretly funneled money through a law firm to hire a group of people that came up with this narrative about Russia collusion. That group was called Fusion GPS, this infamous dossier that alleged that Donald Trump was compromised by Russia and that they had him over a barrel and they had compromising information and that he was giving them things in exchange for this compromising information. What they do is they take bad information and they send it to reporters and they get stories written. This group did that. This is how you heard about the Russia collusion narrative throughout the 2016 campaign, was because this group and others were sharing these stories that turned out not to be true. And they also managed to get the information to be bought into at the highest levels of government. It was being shared at the FBI, Department of Justice, and also the State Department. And so that's the second group that's responsible for the theory. And then the final group that enabled all this to happen were the media, and they were just overly compliant with an information operation. They didn't stop and think whether they were being had. They didn't ask tough questions of either the Clinton campaign operatives who were giving them the information or the intelligence and law enforcement officials they were dealing with. It's a very bad decision on their part, because buying into that conspiracy theory only to have it blow up after two very long and difficult years later makes them look even worse than when they started.
That's soundbite number two, Molly Hemingway. Who is responsible for the Trump-Russia conspiracy theory? Vote for that one. Give us a call live this Friday afternoon, April the 5th, 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. Joel Bierman. We did a series with him on Lutheran ethics, and he's answering this question, very basic. How do I know God's will?
What is the will of God? Formula of Concord, Article 6, Solid Declaration, Paragraph 15 says that the law is simply the will of God for how his creation is supposed to function. Luther's large catechism, and when he's going through the Decalogue, is a beautiful picture of what it looks like to serve the neighbor by following God's will, because he unpacks each of the commandments in the Decalogue and helps you see what it means in a much fuller way to keep those commandments for the sake of the neighbor, and so that gives you the concrete direction. We're not left in this sort of a vapid world trying to figure out, what does God want me to do? What's he want me to do? He's told us. We study his will. We study the commandments. We study his word. And there we begin to get insights on what it means to be human, what it means to live for the other, what it means to accomplish our lives well. And there we have the direction we need. We're not living under it as this burden that's oppressing us, because I'm in Christ. I have faith. I'm freed from that oppression. Not a problem. But now I'm also sent back into the world, where I live in the world, in God's purposes, in the law, because the law is what suffuses all of the creation, holding it together, guiding and directing it. I live part of that, participating in it, delighting in it, still stumbling, being forced back to Christ where I receive forgiveness again, but actually delighting in God's good creation and his good law.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Joel Bierman. How do I know God's will? 1-877-623-6943 is the number you call to vote for that one. 1-877-623-MYIE. Get ready to vote, because soundbite number four is right ahead after we've played it. We'll take a break, and then we'll start taking your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four is from Pastor Peter Bender, Love According to God's Word.
We tend in our secular age to actually accommodate the view of love that is seen in the world, and we tend to act as if the gospel of God's love is like how the world defines love, as acceptance of everything, tolerance of everything, no judgment passed on anything, as though this is right and this is wrong. And so there is a denial of the reality of what happens when you turn away from God's word. It is death, and it is destruction. And the remedy for that is that Christ took the death and the destruction that the law demanded. And we cannot understand the gospel and the depth of God's love, what true love is, and what true acceptance is, unless we understand that there is such a thing as hell, that there is such a thing as condemnation and judgment, and that emanates from running diametrically opposed to the word of God. There is such a thing as condemnation and hell, and the only remedy for that is in Christ. That's why the way of salvation is not a broad road of acceptance of everything, as if that's what the gospel of God's love is. It is a narrow road where in this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his son to be the atoning sacrifice, the propitiation for our sin.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender, Love According to God's Word. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. We've played the soundbites. Now you call and vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or you can vote where we've left space for you to do so at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for soundbite of the week after the break.
I don't care if Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry, lcms.org/deaconess.
The LCMS Youth Gathering is the Lutheran Federal Credit Union Ministry of the Month. During April, if you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or if you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to the LCMS Youth Gathering. Learn more at lutheranfcu.org. Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Good for you, good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday, April the 5th, we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have played our four soundbites, and now it is your turn. You and your votes decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Will it be soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis, the rules of the progressive game? Soundbite number two, Molly Hemingway, who is responsible for the Trump-Russia conspiracy theory? Soundbite number three, Dr. Joel Bierman, how do I know God's will? And soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender, love according to God's word. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Let's go first to Columbus, Ohio, and talk with Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
Hello, Pastor Wilkins. I have to vote for number four. When Pastor Bender was explaining about, you know, the English word love is such a lame word because we use it for so many things that really aren't, it's not very articulate. And love, the way that God uses the word love, is so much different than the word love when we use it. You know, God's law is basically showing us what love is, and it's not meant to punish us, but it's meant to show us this is what God wants for you in your life because it's his will for you, it's his best for you. And I think Pastor Bender really articulates that well.
Tanya, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Ohio. Luke listens in Canada. He says, I vote for Dr. Joel Bierman. That would be soundbite number three. How do I know God's will? The reason being is that we have all but ignored the third use of the law in the past century, and in fact, the issues surrounding that fact were more or less one of the primary reasons why I left the Lutheran Church in my early 20s. I am now 33 and back, which is another story. Indeed, without an understanding of the third use of the law, where it is our guide for the new obedience that comes from our sanctification and regeneration of our wills by the Holy Spirit, we end up with a lukewarm pool of spiritual dullness that is ill-equipped to deal with today's moral, social, and sexual landscape. In other words, there goes all the young people. But knowing God's will through his commandments and being shown, taught, and encouraged how to apply that in our lives is true Christian freedom, as it allows us to walk in the newness of life and not to stay in our own unrighteousness that kills our faith and lets the world take hold of us and pull us away from the Lord. This is such a foundational issue, and our confessions speak loudly against antinomianism and for the walking in the new obedience according to God's will, his law. We need more people like Dr. Joel Bierman to speak up about this and speak loudly, because I truly believe that the fate of the Confessional Lutheran Church is at stake. In my own experience as a young person, as a millennial, I think it speaks volumes to this in much of the same way as Pastor Jonathan Fisk in his lecture, I'm a Lutheran But, describes. Thank you very much, Luke, and thanks for listening in Canada. Samuel listens in Simpsonville, South Carolina. This week, I thought it was a tough call between numbers 3 and 4, but I'm voting for number 4, Pastor Peter Bender. Recently, in a conversation related to the topic of that soundbite, I remarked that the money changers, if you were to interview them after their unpleasant experience with Jesus in the temple, would not have told you that they felt loved. What defines whether we are being loved is not necessarily how others feel about it, but rather the law of God. Thanks for a great show, and thanks for your vote in South Carolina. Steve listens in Columbus, Nebraska. He's voting for soundbite number 4 as well. Pastor Peter Bender contrasts the world's false definition of love with God's own definition. I know not the most well-thought-out reason, yet I boldly ask that you graciously award a bundle package that could be sent to my daughter, who will be graduating this spring from Concordia University with a degree in church music. Yes, we will do that, Stephen. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Nebraska. Amy listens in Monroe, Michigan, voting for soundbite number 4, a sharp truth for today. Jesus' love is not like the world's love. Thanks, Amy. Philip listens in Omaha, Nebraska, soundbite number 2, Molly Hemingway. Molly Ziegler Hemingway thoughtfully articulated the issues involved in the Mueller report. Yes, she did. Jeff listens in Brandon, Florida. Dr. Bierman, soundbite number 3. Such a great distinction. Christians live in the law, in Christ, and not under the law. Gold, he says. Joseph is voting for soundbite number 4, Pastor Bender. I think a lot of Christians really believe that if they are seen as accepting of people's sin, that they will be able to befriend them and maybe bring them to Christ. But people don't turn to Christ by being told that they are doing fine. The well need no physician. It is never loving to allow people to remain unaware that they are dying and there's one who can save them. That is so well put, Joseph. Thank you very much. Ben listens in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. My vote goes to Dr. Bierman's soundbite. I think it's very important that as we Lutherans can say we're free from the curse of the law while being able to say that we are free to follow God's law, because it describes what works are pleasing to him. I would add that I love our confessions, that our confessions don't say that works are not necessary for salvation, but that they are necessary. Thanks for all you do. Ben, thank you, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. The winner this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number 4, Pastor Peter Bender, love according to God's word.
We tend in our secular age to actually accommodate the view of love that is seen in the world, and we tend to act as if the gospel of God's love is like how the world defines love, as acceptance of everything, tolerance of everything, no judgment passed on anything, as though this is right and this is wrong. And so there is a denial of the reality of what happens when you turn away from God's word. It is death, and it is destruction. And the remedy for that is that Christ took the death and the destruction that the law demanded. And we cannot understand the gospel and the depth of God's love, what true love is, and what true acceptance is, unless we understand that there is such a thing as hell, that there is such a thing as condemnation and judgment, and that emanates from running diametrically opposed to the word of God. There is such a thing as condemnation and hell, and the only remedy for that is in Christ. That's why the way of salvation is not a broad road of acceptance of everything, as if that's what the gospel of God's love is. It is a narrow road where in this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his son to be the atoning sacrifice, the propitiation for our sin.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week on this Friday. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Peter Bender, love according to God's word. Thanks to everybody who voted. Luke in Canada and Stephen in Nebraska, you guys get the LPR bundle package. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out about their work at lcms.org/armed forces. Serving those who serve, LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armed forces. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller introduce us to the book of Haggai. We'll discuss the Kyrie, the cry for mercy, with Pastor Peter Bender. We'll continue our series on the book of Proverbs with Pastor Jonathan Fisk. And we'll visit with Dr. Robert Kolb, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Nicholas von Amsdorf, champion of Martin Luther's Reformation. Jesus, God does not accept you just the way you are. He accepts you only in Jesus Christ. Only His perfect obedience to the law wins you forgiveness, life, and salvation, and acceptance, total acceptance, by the Father. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hi, this is Pastor Clayton from Zion Lutheran Church of Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion is a congregation firmly grounded in God's grace given in the Word and Sacraments, where we treasure the timeless beauty of the liturgy. Zion is also a vibrant, young, family-friendly congregation where you would be warmly welcomed. Zion is located at 101 South Railway Street in Muscoota, Illinois, and we would love to share God's gifts of grace with you. For more information, please visit our website at zionmuscoota.com.